to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And on today's episode, we're going to chat. I'm going to talk a little bit about LinkedIn. And then Sarah's going to tell us how their week has been going.
Yay!
We'll just go with that. I don't really know exactly what we're going to talk about.
No, that's absolutely what we were going to talk about. So, I have so many things to tell you.
So I do want to talk about LinkedIn first. How do you use LinkedIn all that much?
Not anymore, because it's become like this huge scam site now.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of it. And I don't like that there's an option for if you pay for a premium account, which is $70 a month. You can do this thing where you can review and look at people's profiles and it won't let them know that you looked at their profile. Like, there's an option to check it to where it just tells them your position, your title, and like the business that you work in. But there's also an option where it doesn't even tell them that someone looked at their LinkedIn profile.
That seems really counterintuitive to me.
It sounds counterintuitive, but it also seems like from a hiring standpoint, it seems kind of shady to me. Because if I'm a prospective person looking for a job and someone's looking at my account, I want to know who's looking at my account.
Right.
Is my thing. It's like if I see someone looking at my LinkedIn account, then I want to know who looked. Even if it's just like their role and the business that they work in. Like that I understand. Not necessarily the person itself, but anyways, also to me, I hate that they've introduced videos on LinkedIn now, because I'll be scrolling through and it's just like a video, but it's they are usually like business focused and like industry focused videos. Like I see HR videos a lot. I see training videos and stuff like that. I see that a lot, but I'm just like, I don't really need videos of. I don't need videos on LinkedIn. That's not what I go there for.
Right.
I don't really use it all that much.
It's basically become like a subpar Facebook that occasionally you can get a job from. But it's incredibly difficult to get a job because they've switched everything so that you have to have the premium to be able to access certain things, and I fucking hate it. I hate the job market altogether, but I hate that in particular about the job market.
Yeah. I really don't like how much you have to pay for a premium account either. It's like, why do I have to pay for a premium account? It's insane. Especially if it's $70 a month. That's crazy.
Like, the whole reason to be on there is you're looking for a job. A lot of people who are looking for jobs don't have the kind of money to pay $70 a month.
No. Well, that was all. What's going on with you this week?
Okay. I'm trying to remember who all I've told this story to. But anyway, I had to submit a paper for my English class that I'm taking.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's usually how that works. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Wild. This particular paper was a short story including the stages of the monomyth by Joseph Campbell. So the monomyth is like the hero, the cycle of the hero's journey. So the hero may not fit all aspects, but there's several stages that you find in every, hero's journey. So I had to write a story about something that happened in my life where I was the hero of the story. And So I wrote about having cancer.
All right, Grace Helbig.
I got a C.
You got the big C?
I got the C.
I think you did say something about crashing out because you have a C in English. Oh.
Did we talk about that on here? Well, no.
No, like, you said the thing about the C on in the Discord chat with us and Sam.
But yeah, it yeah. So that was on my cancer story, and she literally said,
"This doesn't sound real."
She said, "I thought the scene in the doctor's office was going to be more climactic. You started to, but then you didn't finish it." And I'm like, excuse me? I'm sorry. My real life experience
maybe
was
she
not
wanted,
climactic enough for you.
Maybe she wanted you to dramatize it and make it worse than it actually was, which you're maybe not very bad at doing.
Hey.
Sarah adding unnecessary drama to situations? No.
I take offense to that.
I'm sure you do. You're fairy. See, there you go. Drama queen. There you go.
Oh my God. Anyway. I can pull up the comment that she made, but literally she said, "I don't understand why you switched tenses in this, because I started it off in like third person omnipotent, because like the first part of the hero's journey is the unusual birth. So like I played up the astrological aspects of my birth, which are unusual, but you know, like that, I don't know. And then I switched to present tense, obviously, for the part where I was going through cancer and egg retrieval and surgery. And I'm just like, a C?
Was it all about like the creative aspect of it, or was it like, was there other feedback?
There was no actual feedback. It was all about the creative aspects of it.
See, that's what I don't like about grades and grading people. It's like what your envision or your vision of how like creative something is not the same as someone. It's too subjective, especially like that portion of it. That's too subjective to be able to be graded on.
Right? That's what I'm saying. I'm just like, okay, but first of all, I had cancer and you can't even give me a pity bee?
But like my thing is, even if it was the feedback was, well, this doesn't really align with the teachings of whatever you were talking about. What was it? Monolith?
The monomyth.
The monomyth? The monolith. That's in what is that? 2001 Space Odyssey. That's the monolith. Yeah. But the monomyth, like to me, if it was your instructor was like, oh, hey, by the way, this doesn't really quite fit with the same kind of tone or the way that it would be structured if it was about the monomyth, or it was in this writing form. I don't even know what that is. I'm saying this because I have no idea what it is. I've never heard of it. But if like that was what it was and you got a C because of that, I could understand. But if it's purely because she didn't like your creativity and how creative or not creative it was, then to me, you can't really grade like that. That's right. Not something you can grade a writer on.
I will say, OK,
if you were the publisher and you were saying, well, we wanted it to be more creative, but we're not going to publish it because we wanted this and you gave us this. It's like, well, one, you need to define it better. But two, right. Cool, I'll take it somewhere where someone does want. But this is a completely different situation.
It really is. There was like one mention, because the monomyth, there's 17 stages, okay? I forget how many stages I included, but they didn't give us like a set amount.
Yeah.
Of stages to include. And so her only comment that was actually related to the requirements of the story was, you could have included more stages than this.
Yeah.
But that was it.
And my feedback, like the feedback I gave my instructor was, if that was something that was required as part of the assignment, then it needed to be in the assignment. And if it's not, then you shouldn't grade me on it. Because again, it's your subjectivity where you're saying that you require this, but then you don't have it written anywhere that it's required, that that is specifically required. Then, and if it's not, then that shouldn't be something you should be, you could be graded on. Because if you don't know, then you can't get it. Like if you can't, if you don't know that that's a requirement, then you can't meet it.
Exactly. It just, it's, I've never had this much difficulty with an English class.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie. It's really hurting me internally. I am screaming.
C's get degrees. Is that what the, that's what it said. Yeah, that's what C's the old get saying degrees, is.
But
listen, we can't all be me straight A's through your your master's and your doctorate.
Yes, because that makes me feel better.
I mean,
anyway, moving on from the C.
Yeah, the big C, both C's.
Both C's, the big C's. I had a doctor's appointment. My cholesterol's too high.
Yeah, we're getting to that age.
Yep. My cholesterol's too high. I'm producing too many red blood cells. And
at least they're not white blood cells, because that means you have an infection or you're sick.
Yeah, my white blood cells were on the lower end of things. And my vitamin D and my vitamin B are both extremely low. Which I'm kind of salty about the vitamin D one, because I was outside for a lot this last month.
Yeah, and but sometimes your body doesn't process it. Gosh, you're just underachieving everywhere except for your cholesterol, aren't you?
Exactly.
Cholesterol and red blood cells.
Overachieving on things that one should not be overachieving on.
Underachieving in school.
Underachieving in my vitamins. I am essentially the worst in that aspect. So yeah, that was exciting. And then there's some BS going on at work that I don't feel like hashing out on here. But
that makes sense.
Bullshit is what's going on. And let's see, what else? I feel like there was something else I was going to tell you. Oh, yeah. I started watching Fleabag today.
Okay.
Which is a British dramedy, I would say. It's a drama comedy. But, like, it's a dark comedy. But it stars Phoebe Waller-Bridge's, who is very pretty, and I like her a lot. But anyway, it's about this character named Fleabag, and she does these little asides to the camera. So, like, you know how normally you would hear the over narration, like, she's the one narrating. It's a little disconcerting sometimes, actually, because she'll literally break from character to look at you and be like, this is what's going through my head right now. And I'm like, oh. But I just watched the first episode. There's apparently two seasons. And I'm pretty excited about it. I haven't started a new show since I finished watching The Nanny.
I just got my new phone today.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not purple. It's really not purple. It looks like it is there, but it's very hard to see.
It does look like it is, but
it's not purple. It's blue, and it's very much the same blue as my phone. Like, it's the exact same color as the iPhone, the other iPhone that I had. That I switched from that one too.
I just remembered. I got approved for an apartment.
I know, I was going to mention that.
I just remembered that. I was so caught up in everything else going on this week.
So what does that mean? Are you moving or?
Yes, I am moving.
That's exciting. Scary, but exciting.
Exactly. I'm moving in the middle of October. So the 15th of October is the first day that I get to move in. And what's going to happen is I'm going to be on both leases until the end of October. So that way I don't have to do all my moving in one day. Because I'm too old for that now.
Yeah.
Like I'm 37 on Thursday. So
you're old.
I know. I have white hairs in my underarm hair.
Ew, I don't need to know that.
I didn't need to know it either.
That's your body. You should know it. I should know it. I have nothing to do with your body. You're old. I have really a lot of white hair right here now. But that's, I think that's just, that's from stress. Yours is age. Mine's from stress.
Wow.
Because you're older than me.
So funny. It's so funny that when I say that I'm older than you, you always like to point out that it's only by a few months.
Well, that's only when it counts. That's when it's like I'm acting immature. I'm like, and you say, "Oh, yeah, I'm older than you." It's like, but then it matters. This it doesn't really matter because no, you are older.
No, it doesn't really matter to you. No.
Oh, no. Hold on. Un momento for technical difficulties.
Did you pull it out?
I accidentally unplugged my headphones, but it's back now.
That's what I thought you did. I was like, what is going on?
I was like, oh no, I can't hear anything. I can't hear. Shh, stop talking.
It's okay. I was just laughing the whole time.
Ugh, jeez.
Anyway, but yes, I'm moving and I'm very excited. And because I'm home alone this weekend. It's just me and the cat.
They're gonna be naked in the entire house.
I mean, probably.
Sarah's gonna be running around naked in her home. Their home.
Just, you know, as much as I can. But no, I'm going to start sorting through like what I'm going to keep and what I'm going to get rid of because I don't need to take.
You've everything. Been saying that for 3 weeks now.
I know. But this is the first time I've actually felt
a need to.
Yeah.
Like there's a clock ticking.
Yeah. So like previously it was more of a, I want to do this, but I can really do it at any time, to I need to start doing this or it's not going to get done before I have to have it done.
Have you watched Tu Wong Fu?
I have.
Okay. I was going to say, I think we should do on one episode, we should do a review of Tu Wong Fu. The other day I was looking for stuff on YouTube to watch and I saw that it's an option on YouTube.
Yep. That's and where I watched it most recently.
Ooh, I was like, ooh, we should talk about Tu Wong Fu. I love that movie. It's such a fun movie.
I love it. Yeah, it's a great movie. I would totally be down to do that. It is a pleasure to rewatch.
Yeah. But still in the same vein of school, I had a meeting with my instructor on Monday or Tuesday. I don't remember what day it was. Talking about my dissertation. And she was basically like, I've been given the green light to say you can move on to the next section. But I would like to, before I say yes, I would like for you to expand on this portion of it. So in the the literature review, every section that I have, almost every section I have, she wants me to put a comparison portion where I'm comparing how the items that I discussed in that section relate to each other and how it supports my research topic.
Okay.
And I was like, I was like, the reason that I did it the way I did, because she said what it reads more like is a review, and it's not a summary, and it's supposed to be there's an S word. It's not summary though. Summarian? That's not it either.
Nope. Summation?
That's a person. Yeah, I think it's summation. Yes, summation. Instead of a summary, it's supposed to be a summation. And she said it reads like a summary. And I was like, well, I did it that way because there's a page count requirement. And I was like, if I do it where I'm talking about each individual resource, then I'll be able to meet the requirement more than if I combine them and have them all like intertwined in the same paragraphs. And she was like, well, this is what I mean. And she told me that she just wants me to basically add like a comparison of how they relate, how they differ, and then how they support my research problem. And she was like, you can do it whenever it has to be. She was like, it needs to be done. I have the last day I can give you to complete it is let me phrase that. She said she needs to give the yes or no by the 30th. So she was like, but I would like for you to have it done before then. So I have this weekend to do it. And it's only like, I think it's like 4 or 5 paragraphs that I'm going to be adding, which that shouldn't be that difficult. And the fact that she like kind of walked me through how like she wanted, how she thought it would be good to structure it. And she gave me some tips on it is good. So it makes it easier.
Nice.
So that's exciting. I really enjoyed this instructor. She's actually able to give me feedback and provide constructive, like, here's what you should do. And the RPC, I don't know what was with, it's the same RPC. So I don't know what changed between last term and this term, but like last term, there wasn't really substantial comments and instruction. Mm-hmm. And this term, she's been very like active and like giving me specific verbiage that she wants to see. So it's very, I don't know what happened. If they rolled out new requirements for the RPCs or discussed some feedback that people have been giving about the RPC process. But it's changed a lot over the last term. And apparently the outline is changing.
I mean, that's good though, because last semester it didn't really work for you anyway, so.
Yeah, and I guess they were saying that now there's a new outline. So I'm like, it's not going to completely change, but some of the stuff is going to move around and change where it goes. I'm like, why would you do that in the middle of someone's someone's final few terms? Why would you change it around? That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
But oh well, whatever. We'll just go with whatever. I don't have a case for my phone yet, so I need to figure out a case thing. I might go to Best Buy tomorrow. I was gonna just use it without a case for a little while, but I don't know. I do like it. It's like it is the same color, but the outside. So the difference, we're going to have iPhone talk right now. And Sarah doesn't care because Sarah doesn't like Apple or iPhone. But anyways, they changed and it is now, they went from titanium, which is what my other phone was, to now it's an aluminum unibody, which means it's like a one piece of aluminum that they've kind of machined into the shape of the phone, except there is a piece of glass. See how this is like this is a different color than this.
Mm-hmm.
This is a piece of glass. This is all aluminum.
Okay.
And the reason that they did that is because in here there is also, and people listening can't see this, the 2 or 3 people that listen to this anyway can't see this, but in this phone, inside there is a vapor chamber that is supposed to take, like, there's liquid inside the phone. and it dissipates the heat from the internals, so from like the processor and the battery, and it sends it to the outside of the phone, the body of the phone, to dissipate the heat better. So it's, they did it to manage the temperature of the phone.
Oh, okay.
Sarah's eyes have glossed over.
I'm trying to pay attention, and I'm trying, because I know that this is something that you're obviously very interested in talking about. So I'm trying to pay attention.
Sarah's eyes have glazed over, and she's just like, she's almost drooling at the mouth.
I am not.
But the reason it has to have glass right here is because if it didn't, then the what is it called? Like the wireless charging wouldn't work because it doesn't work through metal, apparently.
Oh.
I don't know.
I mean, I guess that makes sense.
That part of it I don't really understand, because there are metal phones that have wireless charging.
I don't understand, but you know.
Whatever. I got it. And I've seen all these people that are posting. They're like, I ordered mine 5 minutes after the date the pre-orders came open, and I'm not getting it until the 25th, or I'm not getting it until October or November. And then you find out they're ordering like the 5 or the 2 terabyte storage option in the orange color. I'm like, yeah, you're not going to get that right away because they don't have that. They have the one that most people are going to buy, the 265 gigabyte storage option, in the colors that they have. So there's like a silver, the blue that I got, and the orange. It's like not very many people are going to get the 2 terabyte storage option.
Who needs 2 terabytes on their phone?
I don't know. I do hate that the iCloud, you have 200 megabytes of storage that you can use, or the next option is 2 terabytes. And it's like the 200 megabytes doesn't, it's not enough, and it's $299, and the other only option is 2 terabytes, and it's $10 a month.
I just don't understand. You know, unpopular opinion, I don't think we need an app for every little fucking thing.
I don't either.
I don't want an app for my Dunkin'. I don't want an app for, like, you know, whatever. Like, why do we need an app for everything?
I do kind of like the Dunkin' and the Starbucks app, because I can see what they have, because not everything that they have is on the menu that's outside or on the menu that's inside. So like, if I wanted a specific drink, I can go on my app and say, okay, it's right here. They do have it. Okay. So this is what I need to say. I like that portion of it where I can figure out what I need to say when I go and order, and I don't go up to the window or go up to the point of sale and seem like an idiot that I'm saying these random things and trying to figure out what to say while I'm ordering my drink. I can go in and say my order, and they'd be like, okay, it's $5, it's $6, it's $7.95 or something like that, whatever. I like that aspect of it. I don't think McDonald's needs an app.
No.
I think Subway now has an app. Not necessary. There was another one that they said, Dairy Queen. Dairy Queen has an app now. Like, most Dairy Queens don't even have food.
I'm like, how often am I going to these places? I mean, I do go to Dunkin' a lot. I will own up to that. But I always get the same thing every time I go to Dunkin', because that's who I am as a person. Yeah. I like what I like, damn it. So I get the same thing every time.
I will say... go ahead.
You will say what?
I was going to say, Dunkin', I have to do it here because there aren't enough Starbucks, or there isn't one close enough or in a convenient location where I can go to it. I prefer Starbucks because I know that when I go there, I'm going to get the drink that I order. At Dunkin', one day it can be perfect, one day it can be amazing, and then the next day it can taste like sewage water.
I have not had that experience, but I can understand this quandary.
Yeah.
So, but like, how often am I, first of all, I don't go to McDonald's anyway, but like, how often am I going to Dairy Queen that I would need an app?
There isn't even one close to me around here.
that like a rewards number wouldn't do the same goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the other thing is like the gas station wants you to download an app.
And yeah. Like, whenever like, whenever I was going to a gas station, Speedway has an app, and I'm like,
I'm like, I could do this with a rewards number.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be an app.
It is the same thing with like EV charging too. Like every single different option has an app that you have to download. And I'm like, I think I have 6 or 7 different EV charging apps now that I only use whenever I take my car to Indiana. Mm-hmm. Like I don't use them any other time. I don't even
They're
use
just
my
sitting there.
Yeah, I don't even use my Electrify America app anymore. Even when I use the Electrify America charging stations, because Ford now has the option where you can just plug and it'll charge to your Ford account, and whatever card you have on your Ford account, it'll charge to that.
Right. Like, for example, I don't feel like YouTube Music needs to be its own separate app.
I do.
You can access YouTube Music through YouTube.
I know, but I like the interface of the app better whenever I'm trying to find it on, and it makes it work in my CarPlay.
I mean, that's fair. I was forced to get this app for work called that's the Google Authenticator app because I verify insurances. The insurance companies are now requiring us to authenticate ourselves with this authenticator app. I've used it once.
Like, see, I think it makes sense if you have to use it a lot, because there are some companies like they require like Microsoft Authenticator and Google Authenticator or whatever. The thing that annoys me is when you go to like download it, the very first thing that comes up is not the authenticator app that you need, and people think it is because they're like, oh well, I typed this in, it says authenticator right there, I'm gonna download it. And then when they download it, it asks them to, it like wants to charge them money.
Yeah,
it's like, then that's not the right one. This doesn't cost anything,
right? It's just sorry, that's the cat. He wants attention. That's why. It's just I just don't understand why every goddamn thing needs an app. Why can't I just use the website? Like, I would rather just use the website, because I don't want to keep it on my phone. I don't want to have to keep re-downloading it. Like,
why do you have to keep re-downloading it?
Like, if it's something where I don't use it often enough, so then I'll be like, I haven't used this in months and months and months. I'll get rid of it. And then the next thing I know, I need it for this one time.
So it's your fault.
No, it's the app's fault, because I don't need it all the time.
I don't know if we talked about this, but I have gone to, there's no apps on my phone cover, like on the main screen of my phone, mm-hmm. except for like the ones that I use all the time, like the phone, the text, Outlook, and then YouTube Music. Everything is, I either swipe down or, sorry, no. I swipe down and search for it. No, it's, yeah, search for it. Or I just go over to the list of apps and just scroll through. And that's how I access them. I don't know that I like it, but like it makes it easy so that like whenever you scroll, like if I want TikTok, I just swipe down and start typing in TikTok, and it's up at the top. I just have to click on it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's something that I use frequently, and it does this thing where it suggests apps based on like what time and where it is and how I usually use them, it'll suggest apps. And it usually is correct.
I don't like that.
Based on my location and what time it is, it's like, oh, you usually access this app around this time. I think you can turn that off. I think you can turn it off as an option to where it's not tracking, but It's very convenient.
I also don't like this. Everything wants to know my location.
This is just like a Sarah and James rant episode, I guess.
I just
listen to us rant.
I mean, are we saying anything that other people don't agree with?
I mean, maybe. I don't mind for things to track my. I don't mind when it tracks my location because I'm like. Sometimes it tells me things that I want that I didn't know that I wanted.
No, I don't. I don't want you tracking my location. I don't want you looking over my shoulder and like seeing what I'm doing. Like, I just want to live my own little personal private life.
Like, that's funny.
Why I'm moving.
What are you doing this weekend?
Besides watching the cat and sorting stuff, not a whole lot. I think I'm just staying in.
It's a good option. So,
what about you?
I'm going to finish redoing the last couple sections of my dissertation and hopefully get that. I'm going to try to get it done by Sunday. I told her I would turn it in by Monday. So I'm going to work on it today and tomorrow, or work on it today, or not tonight, tomorrow and Sunday, and then turn it in on Monday. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I'm gonna go to Best Buy tomorrow and see about getting a new phone case, maybe. Nice. I was watching all these videos about, not all of them, I think I saw like three or four, about people waiting outside of the Apple store at like 8 a.m. for them to open so that people can buy the new iPhone. And it's like, just pre-save and pre-order the week before and you're fine. Like, I didn't know that you could do this, but if you buy directly from Apple, you can go into the Apple store and pre-save your pre-order the night before, and then in the morning all you have to do is log in and submit the order and it completes. So you have to go through and like check and say, I want this, I want this, I want this. You can say this and it holds it. And then when you submit it, it just finalizes, like it puts you in the queue. Hmm. So for those of you out there that want the new phones, Apple does it that way. If you buy it through Apple.
Not a sponsor.
If you would, we only have like 5 people to listen, so it doesn't really matter. You're not going to get to very many people. And most of them already have Apple iPhones because they're my friends that listen. They're listening probably from Apple Podcasts. Some of them listen through Spotify.
I was like, we have a little Spotify following.
It's still like 5 people total.
Listen, we have a good time and that's what fucking matters.
That's all that matters. Yeah.
That's all that matters, is we have a good time.
Well, listen
what
up.
What about you?
People listening, in a future episode, we might have, we will have a, maybe next week. Not obviously. Well, when you're listening to this, it'll be next Monday. I guess it depends on when you listen to it. If you're listening to it the day that it comes out, next Monday, we will probably be talking about Tu Wong Fu. So tune in to the next episode of Now About That with James and Sarah, and you can hear us discuss Tu Wong Fu and what we think about it and how we love it. Other than that,
what about you? What are you doing this weekend?
I already told you. Working on my dissertation.
Oh, that's right.
Then I might go to Best Buy. And
I got it. I got distracted by the iPhone stuff again. So then I was thinking that that you hadn't answered my question.
You reverted back to me talking about this. You know, one thing that does kind of annoy me, back to our rants, people are posting, they're like, why isn't the iPhone a fun color? Where's the black iPhone? Where's this iPhone? It's like 99% of the people that buy the phone, you're going to put a case on it. So you're not going to see what the actual color of the phone is, except for now there is, like, I guess there is kind of the bump is huge. It's like, this is all the camera bump right here. Mm-hmm. So it is a pretty large space that is exposed now. But still, most of the phone, 3/4 of the phone is going to be covered by a case. You're not going to see the color. Yeah, yours is all it's silver.
All you see on mine is just like the silver around the camera, and that's it.
I really liked that phone. It's a great phone.
It's a great phone. Like, it's a great phone. I like it.
It does kind of remind me of the Among Us person from the back.
Among Us.
Yeah. Like the little, the game Among Us.
Oh, okay. I see it now. I see it now.
Or right there, if it were yellow, a minion.
Fair. It would look like a minion. Now I'm going to have to get a new case.
Get a yellow one. Ooh, or a blue and yellow one. Make it look like a minion.
I'll make it look like a minion. We'll work on this.
Yeah. Well, would you like to call it a podcast? We can do a short episode again this week.
Yeah, I think we can call it a podcast.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, a comment. Don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you would, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is at Now About That Pod. So if we don't come up in that search, then we're not on that platform. If there's something you would like us to discuss, you can feel free to reach us at email at... Wow. Feel free to reach us through email. Our email is nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. I'm losing it. I don't know where it's just going downhill. You can.
This is just where we're at now.
If you'd like to. Wow. This is the worst it's ever been. Jeez. If there's something you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthat@gmail.com. You can also visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com, or you can send us a text message or leave us a voicemail. Our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you have a great week, since it'll be coming out on a Monday. And Sarah, enjoy your weekend. Good luck with your stuff.
Thanks. You too. Good luck with the dissertation.
Bye, bye everybody. Where's it at?
I don't know.